Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Mink farms in four states are reporting outbreaks of the coronavirus among the weasel-like animals. It's just a fraction of the U.S. mink fur industry. But the impact could be big if the situation here goes the way of Denmark, where millions of COVID-infected mink had to be culled. In Wisconsin, two farms are under quarantine. Chuck Quernbach from member station WUWM reports.
Large department stores have been ending sales of natural fur amid years of international concerns raised by animal activists. But you can still find a few furriers. One of the last in Milwaukee is Rodney Ugent, whose family's been in the business for 98 years. During a tour of his showroom, Ugent points to mink coats, purses, and
mink headbands. Here it is in purple, fuchsia, blue.
Ugent says besides being soft and lightweight, one of the enduring appeals of mink is that it can be dyed.
The people today don't want the mink that their mother or grandmother bought. They're buying colors.
Ugent says he's following what's happening here and in Europe, where some mink have become infected with a strain of the coronavirus known as SARS-CoV-2, which in humans causes the disease COVID-19. The outbreak includes two of the 19 mink farms in Wisconsin. The two have been under quarantine for weeks as testing of pelts and remaining animals continues. A total of about 5,000 mink have died at the locations. Wisconsin State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says it appears humans working at the two farms infected the animals early this fall.
This, too, with any situation when you're talking about viruses or bacteria, you know, all it takes is one opportunity sometimes, and that pathogen can make it into the mink farm.
Conkle says there's not enough evidence of risk at the Wisconsin farms to order a mass culling of the mink. A veterinarian who works for the trade group Fur Commission USA agrees. Dr. John Easley says the virus doesn't seem to hurt all of the animals.
Just like it seems like in the human population, there's a subpopulation that seems to be most susceptible to the virus. The rest of the animals ward that off very quickly.
Plus, Easley says the mink industry is working with companies on a potential vaccine for the animals. The SARS-CoV-2 infections in mink have some people worried about the virus affecting other species. But Dr. Keith Polson, who directs the Veterinary Diagnostics Lab at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says mink, which are related to ferrets, have a lung structure that makes them more vulnerable.
Those are the really highly susceptible animals have those receptors that really grab onto that virus and allow it to propagate. We kind of have this kind of continuum of other species that we know can be infected and may propagate and shed, like cats. It's still not considered. They don't do it at the same level as people and mink and ferret.
And as for animal-to-human transmission of the virus, state and federal health agencies continue to say the risk is very low, but not zero. Suzanne Gibbons-Bergener is an infectious diseases epidemiologist with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. She says officials keep urging farm workers near animals to take precautions. She also says agencies continue to monitor whether the virus can survive in the pelts of mink that are harvested this year.
We want to assure people that we are not releasing those products until we know that they do not pose a risk.
For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Quernbach.